For my contribution to the Purpose Ed Futures campaign, I've been talking to my form this week about what they think is good about education and about what needs to change. And we pulled that together this morning to have a vote on some of their ideas. You can see the full list and hear all the audio from those discussions on my blog, which is blog.mrstacey.org.uk. To try and make it fit 5 minutes, though, I called in a few of them this morning to talk about some of their ideas. We start with the idea that they should be given more choice over which subjects they choose.
I think we should change the subjects because we can, like, learn what we want to. Because in French, I'm not planning to, like, speak French when I'm older. But in history, I'm planning to, like, use that for my GCSE or... my favourite life.
Yeah,
go for it.
And I don't particularly like French either, and or RE much, and I would like more physical education into my timetable because I like physical education.
Okay. Should it just be about what people like, though, or does school, are there some things that we should be teaching you because it's the kind of thing everyone should learn?
I don't like maths, but that's a part of everyday life, so you need it for all
okay. Time. Like, we don't really need to learn French because there's like no point.
Okay, I think lots of modern foreign languages teachers would disagree. Whose job should it be then to choose? Should it be the job of the teachers, the job of the government, or should it be your job to choose what subjects you choose?
Our job. Yeah. Okay. Because it's our life.
I like maths because I'm good at it.
Okay, right.
I don't like it, but I still like it.
Okay, that's fair enough. Let's move on. Let's talk about chewing gum, because that was one that came up. Who said that chewing gum, we should be allowed to chew gum and play with stuff and things like that? Cool.
Because, like, if you chew gum, it helps you think, because, like, you're chewing it, and then, like, you're getting ideas of as you chew.
Okay.
I don't think, like, we should chew gum because, like, the teachers might get annoyed because people like putting chewing gum, like, under the tables and...
Okay. But we could come up with a rule that said you're allowed to do it as long as you put it in the bin when you finish with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. It's a scientist fact that that chewing gum helps you concentrate more.
Okay.
Well, and people have, like, a jaw problem, and if you chew it helps it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so loads of good reasons for that. It's really nice to see you guys actually kind of explaining, giving me loads of evidence. The last one that came up that I know someone around here talked about was this idea about non-school uniform. Why do you think that we should get rid of uniform?
I reckon because you can express your way of dressing, like express yourself. Like in smart, yeah, I mean, you express yourself. With our non-school uniform, you just need to really wear something and people know what you like.
How would you reply to, because there were lots of people in the forum this morning who said, it'll just be a distraction, people might get bullied by it, it'll just give you something to fiddle with.
It will, because if you're fiddling, like, with how your cardigan looks or how you look, and then, like, you go outside, then people pick on you because the way that you dress. It's like, it's better to be in uniform, because then you're all the same.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, you can make, like, people might make fun of you, like, the way you dress.
Yeah,
like in real, like in proper, like life and stuff. If you're in school uniform, like they can't really make fun of you because like you're wearing like same thing like what they're wearing.
Okay. Have we got to try and get this balance between people individual right to wear what you want, choose what you want, and then kind of something where we're looking after people and protecting people.
Yeah. But the uniform's distracting as well when you've got ties because you always get told to push them up and then you fiddle with it.
Like, I've choked before.
It really strangles you and then you can't work. You're like,